Welcome to the Just Pod, a podcast by the Criminal Justice Section of the ABA, the unified voice of criminal justice.
Welcome to this episode of the Just Pod. Today we have two of our incoming chairs joining us to talk to us about a special program that's going to be at the spring meeting. So first we have Kim Parker, Chair-elect and Prosecutor Coordinator for the Kansas District Attorney Association. And then we also have April Frazier Camara, who is also the first Vice Chair and Director of Lifelong Learning at the National Legal Aid and Defender Association. So as I mentioned, Kim and April are going to speak to us today about a special day of programming at the spring meeting. So let's turn it over to them. The section does not usually have a full day of programming on Thursday of our spring meeting. So, Kim, why don't you start by telling us what inspired this event? Why are we doing another day of programming on Thursday?
Well, the easiest answer to that question is the work of some very outstanding women attorneys. Some may remember that in 2017, Hillary Bass, the former president of the ABA, initiated a commission to study why women leave the practice of law and saw it as an unacceptable talent drain. And so her goal was to achieve some long-term careers for women in law and allow them to exercise power and to inspire future generations of women. So two leaders of our criminal justice section, Justine Luongo, who's the chief defender in New York City and on the council, and Carla LaRoche, the professor of law from the Florida State University, got together and petitioned our chair, Lucien Durvin, who is the professor at Belmont College of Law, for a Women in Criminal Justice Task Force to look at the unique issues and challenges that women in the criminal practice of law face. And they have been conducting listening sessions and meetings and collecting data and stories from women attorneys in criminal justice across the U.S. But as to this event, April Frazier Camara, the first vice chair, gathered Lucien and myself together and offered up an idea to commit to some special programming focusing on women and the challenges they face in criminal justice. And we made a joint commitment to continue this, and our hope is to institutionalize it in the future.
So, April, I didn't realize that you had kind of led the charge on this event. What did you have in mind when you came to Lucien and Kim about this idea?
Well, actually, Kim gave a very good background on how the work around women in criminal justice began within the section. But I really want to give special thanks to Judge Bernice Donnell, who is a past chair of the criminal justice section, and she really focused during her year on the issue of diversity and inclusion. And it was something that was very important to me in my work as a public defender. But the support of Judge Donnell and the current chair, Lucien, they have really given us the support needed to really demonstrate the commitment on behalf of the criminal justice section. So this program is really a continuation of the great work that we're doing in the criminal justice section to promote diversity and inclusion. A few years ago, we created the Diversity and Inclusion Fellowship Program for attorneys to really promote their involvement in the section, but also to put them on a track towards leadership within the criminal justice section. So this program is really a outgrowth of many years of commitment to diversity and inclusion, and we're just so excited to be able to pull together a full day focused on women in criminal justice.
That's so great. I know I'm looking forward to seeing the work of the task force continue to move forward, and I'm sure our listeners will be interested to hear what they find as they continue their listening sessions. So let's go back to this day of programming specifically. Tell us more about the Women in Criminal Justice Symposium. What is it, April?
So the Women in Criminal Justice Symposium is our first inaugural event hosted by the Criminal Justice Section, which is a full day of programming focused on issues related to women who practice in the area of criminal justice. And so we're really excited about this because it's a full day of CLE programming that has been designed, orchestrated, and it will be facilitated by Women in Criminal Justice. And we have a stellar lineup of experts in the criminal justice field who will share their lived experience as practitioners, but also give us a lot of tips for new practitioners, young attorneys mm-hmm. entering the criminal justice field. So we're going to really talk about a range of issues, things related to the practice, but also issues like work-life balance and things that oftentimes in traditional CLE programming, we don't always see reflected, but we know we hear about it in our break rooms and around the water cooler. And so this is an opportunity mm-hmm. for us to really dig into some of those topics specifically related to women.
And both of you will be leading a panel during the symposium. Kim, can you tell us about your panel or any other details about the symposium topics?
Well, April will be moderating the first panel. I see this as an amazing opportunity to meet, network, tell stories, tell about our experiences, connect, you know, with one another, mm-hmm. and lead us kind of down a pathway to help advance our other women lawyers in criminal justice practice, show them ways to move into leadership, prepare them to meet opportunities that may come their way, offer them pathways to succeed. I think that I recently heard a quote, illuminate another woman's sense of possibility, and that has just been running through my mind, and I see this event as a place where we can do just that. So I am very excited, and the first panel is a gathering of individuals who will be able to share some very practical tips, as April said, in different roles in the criminal justice practice. It's a diverse group. It's a multi-generational group that, as I said, comes from various practice areas, solo practitioners, large firms, government, federal, state, and local level, prosecution, defense. We have judges, academias, journalists, authors. And so it's an open arena to share and connect with one another.
That's great. And I know I've heard that implicit bias is going to be a topic. April, can you fill us in what will be discussed in those panels?
Sure. So we're really excited to continue our work around implicit bias. A lot of work has been done around the issue of race and ethnicity, and we really are excited about digging into this topic from the perspective of gender. So we're going to have a breakout session in the morning from 11 to 12:15 p.m. led by Professor Sarah Redfield, who is an amazing expert in the field of implicit bias. And this session is going to focus on issues that we see in the workplace and in the courtroom concerning women in the criminal justice profession. And then after we have more of a presentation around the conversation that morning, we're going to spend the afternoon really talking about solutions, which I'm really excited about. So not just raising awareness about it, but we're going to actually have an interactive workshop after lunch focused on solutions. And so we're going to have small group discussions and really dig into this question of how do we overcome implicit bias? So not just to talk about it, but to really have the attendees walk away with very real-world solutions of how do you deal with it when you encounter it.
That's great. I love that. I know in my personal experience, I've definitely been to seminars or, you know, listened to a speaker and felt inspired but not necessarily empowered, because sometimes they can talk about the issue and you want to take action, but sometimes then you don't know, okay, so what next? So this is great. You're going to talk about so what next after you talk about the issues. You're going to leave participants empowered with steps they can take in their own life. I think that's great. And you mentioned earlier there will be CLE credit for both Thursday and Friday.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So we're really excited about this, and we're offering 3 CLE credits. And because we're the ABA, we can offer it to people from different states. So we really welcome everyone. In addition to our Tennessee practitioners, we hope to have a diverse audience from all over the country and to offer them free CLE credit.
That's great. Who is welcome to attend this symposium? Is it open to everyone or is it just for women?
So actually, that's a great question, Emily. It is definitely open to everyone. We're going to actually include in the conversation advice and tips that men can take back to their office as well to work on issues concerning women and criminal justice. And so it is definitely open to everybody. And we're encouraging men to attend because we understand that we cannot address these issues without being inclusive and inviting everyone to the table. So all is welcome.
Mm-hmm. So April is so right about that. You know, anyone who's interested in the talent drain and anyone who is interested in answering the question why women leave the practice of law. And really, it seems to me the answer to that is because why do they stay? They stay because they succeed. And so anyone interested in the success of women in the criminal justice practice law area is welcome.
I know I will be there, and I'm looking forward to it. And there is a traditional part of the spring meeting that wraps up the day of Women in Criminal Justice Programming, and that is the White Collar Crime Town Hall. So that will be the part of the day that members are used to for the spring meeting. What are we looking forward to at the White Collar Crime Town Hall?
So we're really excited this year to offer this annual event. The White Collar Town Hall is focused on women in leadership, and our title for the town hall is Evolution and Revolution. And the panel is really going to talk about the strides that women in white collar have made to become leaders and also talk about the critical work that still remains to be done. So we are excited to welcome an amazing panel. We have the Honorable Trager from the District Court in Tennessee coming to serve on that panel, and we also have 2 private practitioners, Lisa Riviera from Bass Berry Sims, who is our gracious host for this entire event, will be the moderator. And we also have Kristen Collar from Sidley Austin in Washington, D.C., who is coming to speak on at the White Collar Town Hall. So we expect it to be an amazing event. We're inviting all of our white collar practitioners, and we are going to focus on women in white collar. And so we're really excited about that.
Okay, so it sounds like there's so much to look forward to. And for those listening that are wondering how to register for this event or how to join with us, the information is on the ABA Criminal Justice Section website. So please look for more details there. This is taking place on Thursday, April 4th at Bass Berry Sims. That's the host firm you mentioned, right?
Yes.
And we are, yes, and we are very grateful to Bass Berry Sims for sponsoring this event and serving as our local host.
We're looking forward to their gorgeous space. From what I understand, they have an excellent view in Nashville. So, again, for those interested in joining with us, look up the registration online. You will be able to register up until Wednesday before the event. That's April 3rd. So, again, the event is on Thursday, April 4th in Nashville, Tennessee. Come join with us. We want to have you there. So thank you to April and Kim for sharing this exciting program with us, for joining me on the podcast today. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode of the Just Pod.